When you look at the Super Bowls, right? Teams that have, I'll just go as far back as Tampa and Tom Brady.
Okay.
Tampa Bay had lights out defense with Tom Brady. I understand we won't give our guy who works with us all the love, but that defense was lights out.
Yeah.
Okay, and when you look at Kansas City's Super Bowl titles that they've won, those defenses in Spagnuolo hit pay dirt mm-hmm. come playoff time. And even in the Super Bowls, they were the ones that kind of carry Patrick Mahomes to a degree.
The Rams defense came up really big.
The Rams, well. I mean, you just look at championship teams.
Yeah.
When we won our championship, man, we slapped the Raiders like they didn't even belong on the defensive mm-hmm. side of the ball. Although our offense, we were able to generate points, but they were able to give us the ball, give us short fields, things of that nature. That's why when you start to think about it, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, if Russ can do what he's been doing the last couple games and continue to get better and show us what some of that same magic that he had in the Seattle Super Bowl runs, the Steelers, we might be talking about the Steelers in New Orleans.
Keyshawn Johnson. Now add him to the list. James Jones, another analyst, thinks the Steelers could go to the Super Bowl, Doran. And Keyshawn there talking about the complete team that the Steelers are. And that's something we've really talked about all week long. You don't have to be the best offense in the league, but can you be a top 10 offense while having a top 10 defense, while having the best special teams? It's hard to think that a team like that can't have a chance to represent the conference. Doesn't mean they have to be the favorite, but if you can win multiple different ways, I don't know that some of these other teams in conference can do it that way. Like Houston just lost one of their best players. He can be out for the year, Stephon Diggs. Baltimore can't stop a nosebleed defensively. Buffalo had yet to really be able to get over the hump come the playoffs. The Ravens, same there. Okay, and the Kansas City Chiefs are the Kansas City Chiefs. I guess the question I'm asking is, why not us, Doran? Why can't I be singing, Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl?
I mean, because it's a long season.
Yep.
And they have yet to get in the conference play or in the division play. You just, do the Steelers have enough on offense? And that's where I'm still stuck. Like, I think it's, Russ has done a good job. Arthur Smith has done a good job. But if you are going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, if you're going to beat the Buffalo Bills, if you're going to beat the Baltimore Ravens whenever it does count, you're going to have to put up points, and it's going to have to be flawless. I think that they could. Like, I'm not saying that I don't think that way, but it's gonna take a lot, and that's usually what happens during the NFL season. I mean, not every team is the Chiefs that win Super Bowls that can go and just do the same thing every year, and they just are better. You know, they have a better quarterback. There's teams that have to put everything together. Every single game counts. I mean, think about the Steelers in, 2005 and how they got in. You know, that was not the best team, but they just figured out and they hit their ground running at the right time.
Yes.
They played somewhat complete football. You can win like that in the NFL now, and that's what it would take. And it would just be a game by game and, you know, almost cutting your teeth type of season for the rest of the season here on out.
It's that money ball approach to building the roster here. And I don't know that teams want to do it intentionally. Like, you would rather draft a quarterback, him be really good, pay the quarterback, and he's there for a decade and a half like Ben Roethlisberger. But when you don't have the guy, and you spend $1.2 million on Russell Wilson, and you're still on the rookie contract of Justin Fields, you don't pick up the fifth-year option, it gives you the ability to build a strong roster around those guys, which is what they've done. It's why you spent $130 million on defense. They're going to get a wide receiver, I now think. Caboli thinks. Fittipaldo thinks. Anybody we trust, anybody with eyes, anybody that's paying attention to the team thinks they're going to get a wide receiver, which would also add to them being a complete football team. This is what you have to do because you're right. Like, Chiefs don't need to be perfect because they've got the ultimate eraser. Like, Tom Brady, when things wouldn't go right for the Patriots, he'll just make up for it by mm-hmm. being spectacular. And if you're going to contend with those teams, you got to be able to win multiple ways. You got to be complete. 412-928-9370 brings me to what I wanted to get to in this segment, Doran, which is what our friend Ray Fittipaldo wrote in the Post-Gazette. Reasons for concern about the Steelers going forward, and then some reasons for optimism going forward. And I actually think that you can find positives in the negative and vice versa. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Pull this up here. Red zone offense, he has, is one of the reasons for concern. 46% Only the Giants, Cowboys, Chargers, and Dolphins are converting at a lower percentage. And he's got that as a big worry for them. I'm not concerned about red zone at all. At all. We talked about it earlier. Darnell Washington, I think, could be more of a weapon down there. Russell Wilson threw 20 touchdowns in the red zone last year. Like, okay, the numbers aren't good to this point. I think they're actually going to be good in that regard going forward. The two in the red zone against the Giants, two touchdowns wind up not counting. I still saw the ball go into the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got that as a concern. I guess it can be a question mark, but I don't think that this is something that's going to wind up plaguing them the rest of the year.
And you also have Justin Fields, who probably will be effective in the red zone too. I mean, if you do have these issues moving forward where you can't put the ball in the end zone, you can alter your offense in the red zone by having Justin Fields with the read option and let him do his thing to garner touchdowns. Like, I still think that that's a viable option for the Steelers whenever Justin Fields is healthy again, which he will be after the bye week, is that if there are struggles and you just can't score touchdowns, you know, you have a quarterback that can pull it, that can throw it, that can run it, that can hand it off, that can do multiple things that he has shown he can do that, and that's why you won games in the beginning of the season was him doing that those things.
Yeah, he was number one in the league in rushing touchdowns before he got pulled for Russell Wilson. Like, he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
He could do it. Here's another reason for concern, according to Ray Fittipaldo. Again, something we've touched on, the rush defense. He writes, three teams have now rushed for more than 100 yards against the Steelers. They'll be challenged even more after the bye. NFL's top three rushing teams, Ravens, two with them. Commanders and Eagles await the Steelers in the second half of the season. Yeah, it's an interesting point you brought up, though, about Cam Sutton and how that might help. Like, they get run on in the nickel. They've faced... You ready for more of this, Doran? And maybe this time boobs aren't going to pop up in the corner whenever I try to bring up Goofy. Oh, nope, there we go. We've been watching horror movies all day long here because it is Halloween, and there tends to be some nudity in these. And boy, ain't that perfect timing right there. That's ridiculous. The Steelers have faced 11 personnel more than any team in football, Doran. So teams trying to spread the Steelers out and throw it a little bit on them, or spread them out and then run it a little bit on them. But Cam Sutton, a better run defender in the slot, of course, than a guy like Beanie Bishop, who's 5'9".
Yep.
And I think generally listed at 5'9".
Yes.
Now, that's not going to solve all the issues. I have real concern about Keanu Benton stopping the run. I don't think he's playing the position that they have earmarked him to play for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he'll be an end. And now they have him playing more on top of the center, depending on the package they're throwing out there.
Right.
Good pass rusher. But, yeah, I guess I would say I am concerned a little bit about the rush defense.
Yeah, if there's anything, that'd be that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I threw out the theory of the game plan specific and letting certain, you know, players beat you and you living with that. And, you know, the even last game with the running attack of the Giants and the running backs and Tracy having – as many yards as he did, I really do believe that they were like, we don't want Daniel Jones running the football, so we'll live with Tracy. If he beats us, then shame on us, really.
Yeah, seriously.
But they didn't. And, you know, they racked up a lot of yards, but they were okay with, I think, that.
Yeah, they still only gave up 18 points.
Yeah.
And, look, when you've got Hayward, you've got Watt, you've got Highsmith, you've got Minka, I mean, Elliott's been a ball hawk. Jackson's been a ball hawk. Beanie Bishop has come into it and been a ball hawk. Three picks the last 2 weeks. Like, you just assume that one of those guys is going to make a game-changing play. And the Steelers are second in the NFL in turnover differential, and they've forced the second most takeaways in the league. That's one of the reasons for optimism from Ray. As for the rush defense, it's not just the rush defense, though. Like, they're 22nd in the league in passing defense. And, I mean, I think that concerns me more than allowing yards on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But both things are happening. Again, yeah. Points are the most important thing in their
right,
second
at the end
of
the
league. But they have not yet, in my opinion, faced that elite of the elite offense. The Jets have elite players, not an elite offense. Same thing with the Cowboys. Elite players haven't been an elite offense, and yet they were able to go for over 400 yards. Weirdly, I'm more concerned about the defense and how they handle Washington and the Ravens and the Bengals twice and the Eagles and Kansas City. They're playing a ton of good offenses in the second half. How's the defense going to look against those teams? Because the yards have been there, but the points, that hasn't necessarily shown itself on the scoreboard. So that, I guess, I'm concerned about. But Keyshawn Johnson thinks they could go to the Super Bowl.
So does James Jones. There's two former players.
Who do we trust more? Keyshawn. Did you know that Charles Borges, who's going to be in with us next week, by the way, Cal's taking the whole week off next week, bye week.
That's right.
Hadn't been off the entire time he's been the producer. He's taking the whole week off. We got Charles Borges for a couple of days. He stopped being a Jets fan and became a Buccaneers fan because Keyshawn Johnson switched teams and he was an all-time favorite player.
Traded.
Yeah.
19.
Hell of a player,
yes,
Keyshawn.
Yep.
Kind of enigmatic. An enigma.
Mm-hmm.
One of those kind of guys.
Mm-hmm.
How about reasons, another reason for pessimism, according to Ray? He said injuries. I'm actually, I look at this, I feel good about the Steelers.
They're going to be, pretty much healthy, right?
Yeah. They've dealt with a lot of injuries. But coming out of the bye, they should have everybody healthy. Like, they're not going to get Faltano back. They're not, I don't think, although Aziz Ansari, or whatever his name is, the wide receiver coach, said Roman Wilson's probably going to play at some point and be able to help them. I don't know about that. Like, not going to get those guys back. But everyone else will be healthy and ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, it's been bad, but that doesn't mean it's going to keep being bad. Every team's going to face injuries.
Absolutely.
But you can't predict that. And all the guys that are hurt should be back and healthy next week. So I actually look at that and think, they're okay.
Yep.
Pretty good spot. What say you? 412-928-9370. Do you agree with Keyshawn Johnson that the Steelers are a complete team and could wind up in New Orleans playing for the Super Bowl? 412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We asked a question about Justin Fields when he was playing well. I'll ask the same question to you, Dorn, about Russell Wilson. All right, so spoiler alert. Halloween 4 is on in here. It's on AMC. And I have not seen these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Myers, as I'm finding out, bad guy.
Yes.
But he doesn't kill kids.
No.
So even the worst of the worst has a line.
Yes.
I always find that fascinating. Like, whoa, 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 that'd be too much. Can't go there. I'll do anything else, not the kids.
If you know the top four, which is basically Freddy, Jason, Michael, and maybe if you want to throw Leatherface in there, or like Scream, or any of the names that you know, they don't kill kids. Well, kinda, and they don't kill animals.
Oh, great!
Yeah, except for Michael Myers, he eats dogs.
He eats dogs.
Yeah, that's what he eats.
Pretty big exception there,
right?
Except for Michael Myers, he eats.
But I don't think
dogs.
Yeah,
they're eating the dogs.
Yeah. Yep.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I have a question we asked about Justin Fields. I want to ask it about Russell Wilson in a minute here. But, all right, to make a horror movie, and I'm not an expert like you are, I think there's certain things you need to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bad guy.
Yep.
Hot chicks.
Yes.
I think generally you got to have the hot chicks.
Yes.
You got to have characters that are built up enough to like, but are not really like super important, so you can kill them off.
Well, and the one character that you hate that you want to see die.
Yes.
You need that person that was like, oh, I can't. When is that happening? When are they going to get him? Get him out of here. He's so annoying.
What else do we need for the perfect Halloween movie?
Woods.
Got to have the woods.
Yes. If we're talking like 80s, you know, if you wanted to make a nice 80s, you need woods. You need a killer, a stalker. You need
incompetent police force.
Yes.
All the time. Police force doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
Yes. You need like branches on the ground so everybody falls all the time because everybody seems to fall because they're probably nervous of running.
You need generally incompetent like main characters. Like we're watching in this, the mom's driving, Michael Myers on the he's right behind me. Michael Myers on top of the vehicle and she's swerving all over the place. Hey, lady, slam on the brakes.
See, like, that's the funny thing is, because you can say that because you're watching a movie, but you never know how you would react in a situation like that.
I'm slamming on the brakes.
How would you react in such a tense situation?
Listen, you slam on the brakes. I know Michael Myers is badass and all, but that's inertia. He gonna keep going. You stop, you're going 50 miles an hour, you slam on the brakes, he's gonna continue forward at 50 miles an hour. He ain't that strong.
You missed the end of the scene, though. They did break.
They did break, but then you have to worry about, so say it's your kid that's in the front seat. What if they go through the windshield?
Oh,
so you
that's
can't
right.
just slam.
You know what, Doran, you're right, because the kid wasn't buckled in.
Right.
The kid's on the floorboards there.
Mm-hmm. Can't just, you know, react. So there's a lot of things that I think people are like, yeah, why wouldn't you do this? But you don't know unless you're in that situation how you'll be would actually react.
Fair enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is coming from a guy who once called 911 on his mother-in-law because I thought she was trying to kidnap my wife.
I think if you want to make a very, like, a scary horror movie, to me, if I were to make one, which I probably will by time that my time's up here on Earth, I will write a script. Like, I will keep it as real as possible and believable as possible. Because, like, whenever you see a monster, like, it's, like, fake. Like, if like I would make it so real
with you
that it could happen.
Yeah, what was the movie we were watching yesterday where Michael Myers is in space?
Jason.
Jason.
Jason X.
Same deal. You know?
Yeah. He was in space. Like, that's dumb.
That doesn't scare me.
No.
Never going to be in space.
No.
And if I was, I'd be scared enough as is.
Right. And so it was in, like, year 2120.
Yeah.
100-some years from now.
Yeah, I just, that doesn't get me. You're right. You need
we're
a
not gonna
villain.
Be here.
Like The Shining. That'll get me. Realistic.
Kinda. Is it?
What's not realistic?
I mean, it's, you know, it's like haunted stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but like exorcism stuff can get me because you can squint, you can feel it, you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's a monster, nah.
Nah. Like done. Michael Myers is supposed to be scary because he was a real person. Like he was a kid.
Right.
That lost his mind, was in a psych ward. And was only supposed to be like 6 foot, 180 pounds. He was never meant to be like this imposing figure. Was just like your neighbor that was a kid that freaked out. And now the house is still there because nobody wants to live in it. And he was in a psych ward. Then he broke out of a psych ward. And he's looking for his sister. And you're in his way.
See, that is scary.
Right. It's a simple concept.
But if he had six arms, not as scary.
Right.
Something like that. Texter, Matt Canada, without a doubt, the sheriff of that police force. He already rocks the straw hat. Would never happen on Arthur Smith's watch. Arthur Smith could be a police chief in a small town.
He really could. He could be a hopper in Stranger Things.
Are we getting another one of those?
Yeah, it's coming out soon, next year.
Let's go. Yeah. I thought it usually came out around this time of the year.
So did I.
Halloween time. Yeah.
Those are good.
Texter, wait, what? Called 911 on your mother-in-law backstory? I told a million times.
Yeah.
One time I thought she followed my wife home. My wife called me all freaked out. We had an alley behind our house where we used to live. And I ran outside with a kitchen knife to scare the assailant away. They drove off. I called 911. And then my mother-in-law called us and was like, hey, why were you running out back? It was very weird. I just drove away. Mm-hmm. I have a question about Justin Fields and Russell Wilson that we were supposed to talk about in this segment and didn't. We will do so coming up next. But first, I remind you, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Texter, will you guys stop talking about trading a fourth rounder? We cannot trade that fourth round pick because it's earmarked for a potential Justin Fields contingency. That is right. If Justin Fields plays 51% or more of the snaps this season, then he will be worth a fourth round pick going back to Chicago instead of a sixth round pick.
Mm.
But unless Russ gets hurt, that's not going to be the case.
Right.
But you do, I guess, have to be careful with that. The Steelers do have, I just had it here. The Steelers have two fifth-round picks, a sixth-round pick, an extra sixth-round pick, and three seventh-round picks. So you can get creative. Give a couple fifths for Darius Slayton. Who says no? No one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
We're going to do a little horror film trivia here in a couple of minutes, Doran. But we do need to get some sports in here. And so we shall. We talked when Justin Fields was playing really well about the Steelers breaking their rule and negotiating a contract with him in season. And multiple people today have asked if we would do the same thing with Russell Wilson. I'm interested in your thoughts on that. I would not. He's in his mid-30s. You see how it plays out to the end of the year. If he continues playing well, there's no drop-off, you win a playoff game or something like that, then you find a way to keep him by hook or by crook. It doesn't really matter what it costs. You find a way to keep him. But I'm not doing that in season for a guy who's already been hurt more this year than he really has his entire career. You have to be careful about how he's aging, IMO.
Well, I don't think that he would do that either. He's smart enough. He's been around for a long time. His agent and himself, he would not do that. He'd bet money on himself for the rest of the season so he can get more money. There's no way. And he's already making money this year. So he's already making, what, $40 million. So he's going to bet on himself, which he already has since the time that he's got to Pittsburgh. He's been on this kind of a revenge tour type deal. He would be like, absolutely not. We're not doing that. We'll do it at the end of the season whenever I win us an AFC championship game. You know how Russ is.
Yes.
Or whenever I win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he says right now 6-2, he's not satisfied with. And they're not satisfied. And that it's not a big deal right now. He's got bigger aspirations. He said he wanted to feel that cold trophy again back when the Steelers wound up bringing him in. So he's got those goals on his mind. I mean, I do think Kirk Cousins got, what, 3 years? $150 million? I mean, you could be looking at that. You could be. I've always said Baker Mayfield, get him at $33 million, but if I'm Russ and I win a playoff game or two or more than that, and I'm the same age as Kirk Cousins, and Kirk Cousins had that track record, that's why Cousins got more money than Baker did. You know, Baker goes, plays well in Tampa, but his career had been up and down to that point.
Kirk Cousins was so consistent in what you know what you're getting.
Yes, and even if maybe he wouldn't win you the big game, he'd still win you a lot of games.
He'd Kirk Cousins you, yes, win. He'd keep your job as a head coach.
Man, ain't that the truth?
He'll keep your job.
So if I'm Russ and I play well the rest of the season and I stay healthy and I win a playoff game, like, you might want to stay here. I'm sure he would want to stay here, but I'm also not in the business of taking discounts.
The best case scenario, this may sound crazy, but I'm just throwing this out there, like, is for the Steelers to make it to the AFC Championship game and lose and offer Russ a deal and Russ taking a hometown discount because he feels like they're so close and, like, we were so close. Like, I want to do it here. Like, man, just a lot left on the table. I don't want to do it anywhere else. You know how Russ is. That's how he is. That's how his mentality is. Like, yeah, I'll take $30 million a year over a couple years to come back, and we're going to win it next year.
Yeah, you make a compelling argument. I mean, he is the win now guy, the win guy. It's all about wins. Sierra probably got some money, too.
Yeah, and he does, too.
He does, too. I mean, he getting $40 million. Sierra net worth?
50, 60?
20 million.
20? Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's doing well for herself. They're not hurting for money.
No.
And it's been done before. Brady did it.
Mm-hmm.
Sidney Crosby does it. Not helping him now, but you get it. It's not like it's something we haven't seen. And maybe he wants to help out Justin Fields. All right, maybe that's a bridge too far. Let him get his 10 mil. I'll take my 30 mil. There you go. And now you got the guy lying in wait. Yeah, I don't see that one. Shall we do a little horror film trivia? Doran says he cannot be stumped. I also don't know enough to ask questions, but luckily there's horror movie trivia on RD.com.
Mm-hmm.
Kallus, do we want to get a little bit of Halloween music under this? He put a finger up.
Does that mean wait?
That means wait, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, question number one, as we wait, because the radio waits for no one. What is widely considered to be the first horror movie ever made?
Ever made?
Mm-hmm. This is the one question that I've gone through that I thought might give you some trouble.
Oh, man.
Because I'm sure it's been debated.
I mean.
1898, Doran.
Frankenstein.
You never saw it, I don't think. Maybe you have. House of the Devil?
No.
1898.
Never, yeah.
All right.
Nope.
You ever seen Jeepers Creepers?
Yes.
In Jeepers Creepers, the creeper rises every how many years to feed?
27?
23. You're 23. In the ballpark. Okay. Yeah. You'll know this one. What is the name of the summer camp where Friday the 13th takes place?
Yeah, Nobby Bosque or something?
It says Camp Crystal Lake.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the real one.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew the Camp Crystal Lake, yes.
Oh, the one that is like based off.
Yeah,
of.
Like there's a real, that's a real camp.
Oh, the place that they filmed the whole
deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I don't know about these questions now, though. You ever seen Hereditary?
Yes.
What kind of allergy does Charlie have?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
By the by, someone texted this in earlier, and I forgot about this. This is a real thing. We carry pillowcases, you know, back in our day.
Uh-huh.
Depending on the color of the container, it can signify a nut allergy or different kinds of food allergies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Kids these days.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of the possessed young girl in The Exorcist?
Reagan.
Yeah. You know which state the Blair Witch Project takes place in?
Maryland.
Yeah. In The Ring, how long do people have to live after watching the videotape?
24 hours.
7 days. Man, that movie freaks me out.
Yeah, I was scared of that one, actually.
Needs a shower, that young lady. Put a little product in the hair. It's disgusting. Who directed Get Out?
Jordan Peele.
Yeah. This is your wheelhouse here. What year was the first Saw movie released?
Oh. Oh. Oh, no.
See, I hate trivia.
2002.
Four.
Jeez.
Same year Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers beat the Patriots.
Yep.
20 years ago today. All right.
That's it?
We could do more later.
We got 2 minutes.
Okay. There are two serial killers at the center of Silence of the Lambs. What are their names?
Buffalo Bill.
Yep.
Hannibal Lecter.
Bang. In Halloween, Michael Myers as a child kills his teenage sister. What was her name?
Oh, Judy.
Yeah.
Judith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I gotta screen some of these first. We'll do a few more when we come back.
All right.
How about that?
Cool.
Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. There is a text I wanted to get to talking about these horror films and some of the incompetence. It said one of my favorite things is when someone will get stabbed in the shoulder and then it's like their lower half doesn't work. So they'll just fall on the ground. There'll just be army crawling through the woods, just a trail of blood. Yo, your legs still work. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It is Halloween. Hope everyone has a safe and fun Halloween. We got some horror movie trivia going on here. Doran is tough to stump. Apparently, Donnie Football is a big horror flick fanatic. I did not know that.
Yes, he is. I think his dad was in Dawn of the Dead.
Excuse me.
I think he was. Or his mom worked. I don't know. Something like that. There, you all right?
Choked. Said, fun fact, my mom worked at the JCPenney in Monroeville Mall where they filmed Dawn of the Dead.
That's right.
So I'll throw a couple more horror trivia questions at Dorn in a moment here. It is the 20-year anniversary of the Steelers beating the Patriots in Ben Roethlisberger's rookie season. And you knew that day that they were A, good, and that Ben was franchise quarterback capable. Now, he had won 4 games leading into that, and they sat there at 5-1, so he had won 5 games leading into that, and you thought, okay, he's pretty good. They had just beat Dallas. They beat Miami in like a monsoon in a game that had to be moved. That day, you knew, and sometimes you just can tell. And we've had a lot of conversations already this week. Like, if you're a Steelers fan and you're still waiting for that other shoe to drop, if you're still wondering, can this team be special, be really, really good, be great, what do you need to see? A performance like that does it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's that left on the schedule. Like, you beat Washington, and they're a really good football team. They didn't have the mystique of those Patriots. Like, it'd be a good win. I'm not saying it wouldn't.
The Chiefs.
Second to last game of the season. Like, are we going to have to wait around until then? Because I got one.
Ravens?
See, I don't know that that'll do it for people.
Okay.
Because it's the Ravens. You know what I mean? Like, they beat the Ravens.
Right.
I think you go on the road and beat Philly.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They never win there. That has been a house of horrors for the Steelers. But sometimes you just know. And that's when you knew with that team. Then they come out the next week, they beat the Eagles. All right, you can keep playing that music. Oh, yeah. All right, Doran, some trivia.
Okay.
Which two slashers faced off against one another in
Freddy and Jason.
Movie released in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is used to suppress the evil leprechaun's powers in Leprechaun?
Is it gold?
Four-leaf clover.
Dang it.
That's a movie that I one time woke up in the middle of the night and it was on and I was like, what the frig? Like watching TNT must have been basketball or something back in the day or like a Braves game. Your favorite of all time is Candyman.
Uh-huh.
What move? What city?
Chicago.
Yeah. Easy one. What's the name of the hotel Jack Torrance is hired to care for in The Shining?
It's in Colorado. Oh.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Overlook Hotel.
Dang it! Should have got that one. Ridiculous.
Who directed The Birds, 1963?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah. You've never seen A Quiet Place, so forget about that one. Yeah. We should have had you and Donnie compete.
Yeah, that'd have been good.
Yeah. I didn't know that about Donnie.
Yeah. We text all the time about horror movies.
Which sci-fi horror movie stars Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix?
Ooh.
I've actually seen this one. It's more freaky to me than scary. I wouldn't consider it a horror film.
I don't know. What is it?
Signs.
Oh!
Who directed the 2007 remake of Halloween?
Rob Zombie.
Yeah. Is that enough?
No, give me two more.
Two more. I've listened to you over these couple of years to know which movies that you're in on, that you've seen a lot. Who plays Freddy Krueger in A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Robert Englund.
See, I didn't think you'd know that one.
Mm. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
I got no more.
You got no more?
I got no more.
You don't have one more.
I got no more. Who plays Chucky's love interest, Tiffany, in The Bride of Chucky? That's why I got no more, because some of them are a little too niche.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jennifer Tilly is her name.
Yes.
Nice young lady, Jennifer Tilly.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You did very well.
Thank you.
Text her. Good job, Doran. I'm impressed, buddy.
Thank you. Brent was impressed, too. Sales guy Brent.
That's right. Another texter, and this is important clarification. Tommy Maddox beat the Raiders in the first game of 04. Yeah, and then he got hurt, busted his elbow up in the second game against the Ravens. Yeah, Ben won 15 games his rookie year. Wait a second. No, he won 14 games. There you go. All right, there you go. Very good. All right, Doran, you're out tomorrow.
Yes.
God only knows what me and Callis will be up to, because then Callis will be off for a full week after that.
So he's going to get goofy.
He is going to be. Today was goofy.
Yes, it was.
But good, but fun. Everyone, seriously, happy Halloween. Enjoy yourselves. Be careful. You know, aren't you supposed to inspect your children's candy?
Yes.
In a world where we're supposed to be scared of strangers, Halloween still remains perplexing to me. Don't talk to strangers, but one day a year, you can take food from them.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Consider your neighbors strangers, though?
I mean, once I get past the ones right across my street and like two doors down, I don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like
get out more.
Block up the road.
Yeah, you got to get out more.
Oh. Do you know all the people on your street?
Yeah.
Callis, you do?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go make friends tonight. That'll be my objective is to make friends. All right, Starkey's up next. Fam weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 78.